Good evening, rectors and rectettes. It is again story time. Tonight's story was picked out by Vasto and needed to be edited because apparently he likes very long erotica. So, that's all, and here we go. Zu Rechtet, a German university research assistant, was finding her world turning upside down. It had all started after an encounter with a modern-day vampire named Vlad. As she continued her studies on the history behind Bram Stoker's Dracula. It was an encounter, though, which delivered much more than it originally promised. Transfixed by Vlad's charm and good looks, Zu had ended up being fucked by the same. Deep in the throes of orgasm, she had felt the vampire's bite, those sharp teeth digging into her neck. Remember this, my girl. If a vampire bites you mid-orgasm, then you are destined to come forevermore. That, my dear, is the consequence you will have to live with. When I say come forever, I mean forever. Not instantly, but eventually. You'll find desires you never knew you had. But for each that you satisfy, another will take its place, only greater and stronger. And so it will go. The question is how long you can last. Yes, initially nothing seemed to happen, but over time the urges built. Irresistible urges, each one stronger than the last. She had progressed from fingering herself to a large dildo, each one bringing short-term relief. Deep down, though, the urge had become a hunger. A hunger she hoped would be satisfied by a large cock. And so, one evening, Zu had set about finding a willing partner. A young lad called Floof, barely 20, was the one. Reluctant at first, but easy to convince, she had given him the ride of his life. A ride which had left the lad in a delirious state, his story making the local news. What had she done? What was she now? Zu needed to find out, and to find out quickly. There had to be a rational explanation, a physical one, a medical one. That was it. Maybe a visit to her doctor would explain why she was behaving like this. Time was of the essence, as Zu had already expected. It would only be a matter of days before the urge returned. For the first time in quite a few weeks, the hunger inside had gone. Zu was back to feeling herself again. Her mind was made, though. She was still going to get herself checked out. It was just a matter of where. She couldn't go to her own GP. It needed to be a specialist and someone discreet. Then she remembered a couple of years back, a colleague had been to see a Wrecked Street consultant who specialized in women's problems, and she'd been more than happy with the results. The Wastelands Clinic, a discreet service specializing in a variety of health issues. More importantly, they were open to new clients and offered appointments daily. Zu picked up the phone and made an appointment with the female doctor on staff for a couple days later. Hopefully she would last that long without the urges coming back again. Suddenly, she was a little more cheerful. Now she was going to find out the medical reason for her recent strange behavior. The rest of the day was relatively uneventful. Zu was very much back to normal, to the point that she even bought a bottle of wine to celebrate. Picking Zool up, the two drove back to the converted barn, grabbing takeaway, and settled down for a cozy night in the movie. With a movie and a bottle of wine. Zool concentrated herself with setting up the movie while Zu poured a couple of glasses of wine. Zool picked up her wine and set off to her normal chair, but was stopped midway by Zu's voice. Come and join me. There's room for two. Zool smiled, then sat down on the other end of the sofa. She took a sip of her wine and pondered. The relationship had changed in a flash the evening when Zool had walked in on Zu fucking herself with a dildo. Since then, Zu had been behaving a little strangely, distant, yet at the same time, closer than before. Deep down, Zool had always hoped that one day the two of them would get it on, but was too scared to say anything. There was just too much to lose. Was now the time to come clean on her feelings? Zu, said Zool nervously. I'm so sorry for walking in on you the other night. I was... There's no need to be sorry, replied her friend. I'm the one who should be apologizing. I really don't know what came over me, and I should have not put you in that position. Little did Zhu know, but it was a position Zul had always hoped would be one day. Thrusting a dildo in and out of her friend's wet pussy and having the favor returned was a dream she had held for some time. I like you, Zhu. Actually, I've wanted, have longed for, our friendship to change. I've known for some time that I like girls. Not that I don't like boys, but I do hope we can stay friends. There, it was said, there was no going back. Zul, darling Zul, come here now. I had no idea, and I'm truly flattered. Zul moved across the sofa and lay back into Zhu's arms. There they lay snuggled together for some time, neither moving and neither talking. Zhu had her arm wrapped around Zul's shoulder, her hand just under her breast, feeling her breathing long and hard. Whether it was from the movie, which had now reached one of the raunchier lesbian scenes, or the words from her friend, without thinking, Zhu found herself moving her hand upwards, slightly, and cupping Zul's left breast through her blouse. Zul continued to cup her breast, feeling the lines of Zul's bra through the thin material of her blouse. She squeezed gently at the soft flesh underneath, massaging as much as she could in the confines of the bra. Then her hand moved, focusing now on the buttons of Zul's top. Slowly, from top to bottom, Zhu undid them one by one. With each button, she revealed a little more of her friend's torso. A rose-pink bra containing a pair of large breasts. Containing? Actually more like restraining, as it looked like the breasts could pop out at any moment. The size of the cups slightly too small to hold all of the flesh. Buttons all undone, Zhu gently pulled the blouse out of the top of Zul's jeans. She looked down over Zul's body, admiring the beauty of the large breasts. Leaning forward, she kissed Zul on the forehead, then whispered in her ear, I can stop if you want. Please, don't. I really want you, Zhu. I guess these are going to get in the way, Zhu whispered, tugging at the top of the jeans. Why don't you slip out of them? She released her arm and Zul stood up, turning round to face Zhu. She slipped her blouse over her shoulders and let it ride down her arms to the floor. Zul undid the button of the jeans and pulled down the zipper, giving Zhu a glimpse of matching rose-pink pair of lace panties. She eased the jeans over her hips and down her thighs, bending at the waist when it reached her knees. Large, melon-like breasts dangling down in the confines of the small bra, eager to be released. Zul turned around, her back now facing Zhu. Reaching behind, she released the clasp on her bra, then allowed the straps to dangle down. She eased the strap over one shoulder and then the other before letting the bra fall down to the floor. Turning her head around, she smiled back at Zhu and winked, enjoying the show. Turning back, Zul reached behind and hooked her thumbs over the waist of those rose-pink panties. Slowly, she peeled them back, revealing her pert ass cheeks. She paused before running them down her thighs, bending at the waist when they reached her knees. The view was equally impressive, this time between the top of her thighs, revealing a perfect pair of pussy lips. Removing the panties, she lingered, bent at the waist, just a little longer than necessary, before standing up and turning around. In an instant, Zhu was stood in front of her, arms wrapped around, embracing her now naked friend. Zhu proceeded to remove her own top and skirt with just a little help from Zul, but she stopped short of removing her lingerie. Zhu locked her lips on Zul's, probing with her tongue, looking for the slightest opening. It didn't take too long before she found one, forcing her tongue deep inside her friend's mouth. There they stood, locked in a deep embrace, tongues entwining and setting off sparks each time the ends touched. Slowly, Zhu eased forward, making Zul take a step back. After several steps, Zhu surprised her by breaking off the embrace and giving her a shove backwards. Caught off balance, Zul gasped as she fell back, landing deep in the soft leather-covered cushions of her favorite armchair. There she sat, trying to get her breath back, looking up at Zhu. So, "What are we going to do with you then?" asked Zu, kneeling down in front of the chair and grabbing Zul's ankles. She pulled them hard and Zul sank down into the chair, her bottom now right at the front of the cushion. Finally, one by one, Zu lifted each ankle up and back, leaving them balanced on the chair arms. There was no hiding now. Here was Zul, slouched in a leather armchair, her legs spread wide and her pussy on display for all to see. And what a fine pussy it was. A neatly trimmed bush of wispy brown hair covered her mound before disappearing away, just above her hidden clit. Her outer labia almost joined, forming a sleek line from her clit to her rosebud, with just the tiniest hint of the delights that were hidden inside. Leaning forward, Zu blew gently across the line of her pussy lips, a constant cool breeze causing Zul to shiver slightly. Zul closed her eyes at the feel of Zu's warm, wet tongue running up and down her lips, teasing them apart as it went. Probing in little circles, the tip eased its way inside, tasting the sweetness of the pussy. Fingers on both sides, Zu slowly stretched the outer lips, giving easy access to the enclosed delights. Still with the end of her tongue, she found the hardened nub of the clit. For a while, Zu concentrated on this little bundle of nerves, flicking her tongue constantly across the top. Came low sounds from Zul's reclined body. Running further down, Zu then turned her attention to the pussy itself. By now, it was well and truly on fire, dripping with juices which Zu simply lapped up. Back to the clit and more moans. Yes, don't stop. Zu had no intention of stopping, feeling closely with her tongue, trying to sense the point of orgasm. She squeezed the tip of her tongue as deep as she could into Zul's pussy. Zul was close, but Zu didn't want her to come just yet. She withdrew her tongue. No, don't stop. I was so close. Zu ignored the pleas and instead pulled herself up. Upwards into her mouth was level with Zu's breasts. It was time to nibble a nipple, she thought to herself, and latched onto each in turn, sucking the hard nub deep into her mouth, then pulling off with her lips clamped shut. Each time, stoking the fires down below just a little more, just a little closer to the point of no return. Zul was now squirming from the onslaught, almost at the point of coming, and coming hard. Zu could tell, and up the ante. It was time. With her free hand, she reached down between the two of them and positioned a couple fingers at the opening to Zul's pussy. Slowly, yet steadily, she forced them into the tight cunt, screwing the fingers round from side to side until they were buried deep inside. "Ooh!" screamed Zul as her pussy was invaded, her breath now quite ragged. Zu could tell the pussy walls pulse as her fingers worked in and out. The screams from below also told her that Zul had reached the point of no going back. Yet Zu continued. Zul writhed and bucked as wave after wave of orgasm hit, pussy juices flowing freely down below. It continued for several minutes until finally she sank back into the chair, gasping for breath after her huge climax. Zu withdrew her fingers and licked off Zul's sweet juices before repeating with her tongue across those sensitive pussy lips, intent on lapping up every drop. Wednesday arrived, the day of Zu's appointment at the clinic in London. She dressed in a practical way, knowing that she would be taking clothes off and on. She walked slowly up the street, peering at nameplates until she spotted the one she was looking for. A shiny silver plaque with the words, "The Wasteland Clinic," cut into the surface. "Can I help you?" came the warm greeting. "Oh, yes," Zu caught her nervous breath and continued. "I have an appointment with Mrs. Johnson. I'm a little early, so I don't mind waiting." "Let me check. Can I get your name again?" "It's Zu. Zu Rectet." "Oh, yes, Miss Rectet. You have an appointment. We have been trying to get in touch with you, though. Mrs. Johnson was taken unwell and had to leave early. I guess we have a couple of options. We could rebook your appointment for a couple of days, or I could offer you an appointment with Dr. Vasto, who is covering her clinic. What do you think?" Zu's heart dropped. She had specifically booked an appointment with a female doctor, given the rather embarrassing nature of her complaint. But now that she was given a choice of a man or going all the way back home, The latter didn't really enthuse her much. "Well, I don't really know," replied Sue. "I had hoped to see Mrs. Johnson, as it really is a bit embarrassing women's problems, you know. But I have traveled a long way to be here. I can assure you that Dr. Vostow is one of the best. He's very discreet and has specialized in gynecology for many years. You really won't be disappointed. Won't you meet him and at least have a chat before you leave?" A chat, thought Sue. No harm in a chat. After all, she had come a long way to be here. "Okay," replied Sue. "What time would that be?" "Take a seat, Miss Reckitt. We have a patient in now, and he should be able to see you next." "Miss Reckitt," Dr. Vostow called out. "Take a seat, Miss Reckitt," came a soft, reassuring voice. "Would you mind me calling you Sue? I do like things to be a bit more personal." "So, Sue, how can I help you today?" She hesitated. "Don't worry," came his reassuring voice. "You've probably not got anything that I haven't encountered many times before." "Well," started Sue, "it's a little bit personal. I've been having a few problems in the bedroom department." "What type of problems, and when did this start, Sue?" "It's a little bit difficult to explain. There's urges, and it started a few weeks back and grew stronger and stronger. I've not had one for a few days, but they do come. It's like a hunger deep inside. Then there's pain when having sex." "Interesting. When you say pain, do you mean that you're in pain during intercourse?" "Oh no," laughed Sue. "I'm not in pain. It's my partner who is." "And is there anything else?" "I guess not." "Anything you can think of which may have contributed to these symptoms?" Sue hesitated. She could hardly turn around and say she'd been fucked by a modern-day vampire, and this was the outcome, could she? After all, there had to be a rational explanation to it all. "Not really. There's nothing I can put my finger on." "So, Sue, here's what I suggest. Let me examine you, and we'll see if there's anything obvious." Dr. Vostow picked up a couple of instruments before continuing. "I'll have a look from the outside, but more important, we'll take a inside. I'm sorry, it'll be a little uncomfortable, but I'll use this little camera to get a view of your vaginal cavity. Would that be okay?" Sue nodded gingerly. She was here, so had to better get it over with. And after all, he was rather attractive. "So, Sue, why don't you pop on the screen, get yourself ready, remove your top, panties. It should be okay to keep your bra on, though. And then come back and hop on the chair." Sue did as told. Dr. Vostow was just covering the chair with the usual sheet of paper towel when his gaze fixed on Sue's near-nude body. He had seen many young ladies in the course of his career, but there was just something different about this one. Was it the thin waist, the slightly too large breasts? "Please, come and sit yourself in the chair." Sue did just that, reclined herself back in the chair and lifted her feet into the leg rest. That action alone caused her to slide further down until her bottom was almost overhanging the front edge. Dr. Vostow slipped on a pair of latex gloves and commenced the examination. First, an external one. Pressing over, looking for painful areas, there was no reaction from the patient. He continued applying pressure around Zoo's labia, but again, no reaction. Maybe the slightest reaction. Deep inside, Sue was starting to feel the urge once more. Not raging, but the merest trickle of desire. She shook her head slightly, dismayed her body may just decide to have a mind of its own. "So, Sue, everything seems to be okay on the outside." He glanced up at her semi-clothed body, noticing two hard rocks straining to push through the fabric of her bra. "I can see, though, that your nipples are quite erect. Is that normal?" Sue nodded. "Do you mind if I give them a quick examination as well, just to be sure?" She nodded again and slowly pulled her bra up, revealing her firm breasts and rock-hard nipples. The doctor proceeded to massage them, nodding in appreciation. "So, everything seems fine there as well. I'm going to have a look inside now. Please try and make yourself comfortable. I'll be as quick as I can." Comfortable, thought Sue, as the urge became slightly stronger. "You better get this over with quickly, or I'll be much more than comfortable." He sat down on a stool between Sue's legs and pulled over a tray on wheels. Picking up a bottle, he coated both implements with a layer of lube before holding the bottle above Sue's labia. This may be a little cold at first. He poured a little over her labia, causing Zoo to shiver. Gently, he opened her up, allowing the lube to flow down towards her vaginal opening. With one finger, he applied some pressure to her opening. He was amazed at the ease with which his finger was accepted inside. It was almost as if she was already on heat. Not the experience he had from most patients. Strange, he thought. Removing his finger, he positioned the first device at her vaginal opening. This is called a speculum, he continued. It'll be a little cold and uncomfortable, but I need to be able to stretch that hot pussy open wide so I can shove my long rod deep inside. What was he saying? Where had his professional bedside manner gotten? Dr. Vasto tried to recover himself. I'm so sorry, Zoo. I didn't mean to be so informal. Ready? She nodded, then shivered as the coldness of the metal slid easily into her pussy. A small gasp at the feeling of the speculum opening, stretching her pussy open. It only took a minute or two, and she got used to the feeling. Well done. Now this won't take long, and we'll be all finished. Dr. Vasto turned on a computer screen and pointed a long tube at his hand. Before long, the image of his fingers were on the screen. It was a close-up image of his hand. He pointed the camera at Zoo. So this is just a little camera at the end of a rod. It's going to help me get a look inside. I promise it won't hurt. Zoo watched as Dr. Vasto got the process underway. The screen showed a blurred image of her pussy lips before closing in on the speculum. The darkness as the camera went inside. A flick of a switch and her pussy was illuminated by the tiny torch on the end of the rod. Exclaimed Dr. Vasto, but nothing more. He removed the speculum and, with a piece of tissue paper, wiped away the lube. He may have removed the lube, but definitely not the urge, which was now smoldering fire deep inside. So Zoo, you can pop your legs down now if you want. I must say, you seem to be one healthy woman. I really don't think there's anything to worry about. I can see your vaginal walls are slightly thicker and a little ribbed in nature. I'm sure it'll be normal. I hope you don't mind me saying, but when you find the man of your dreams, your tightness will really delight him. It'll take a couple of weeks and we'll get the results back and give you a call. But otherwise, you're totally fit, healthy, and very hot. There he was again, losing his professionalism for no reason at all. Now, why don't you put your clothes back on while I make you another appointment? Zoo had other ideas, though. The urge inside having been awoken, it was time to eat again. And after all, what better way could there be than to show Dr. Vasto what he had missed? It was time for a little persuasion. Are you sure, Dr. Vasto? Could there be anything you have missed? Maybe you need a second look, replied Zoo, at the same time grabbing hold of his ties so he couldn't pull away. Miss Rectet, if you don't mind, I do have patients waiting outside. But I do mind, came the surprising reply. You've stirred up the devil inside me, and now it's time to see what you've released. To no avail, he tried to pull away, but Zoo's grip was too tight. Please, Miss Rectet. I can't. It's against my professional code. Zoo laughed. I think you have the wrong idea. I'm not asking for your hand in marriage, just your cock in my pussy. Here, feel how hot it is. She grabbed his hand and quickly placed it over her mound, pressing his fingers into the apex of her pussy lips. Releasing her grip on his hand, the doctor pulled it away quickly. It was true. The young woman was on fire, and her pussy was already dripping. He couldn't help but have a sniff of the sleek juices covering the end of his fingers. They were so sweet, so intoxicating. But no, it was his professional reputation on the line. He wasn't going to do this. He snatched his tie out of Zoo's grip and backed away from her. Zoo preempted this and moved herself between him and the obvious escape. Now, Dr. Vasto, you don't want to be hurting my feelings, do you? And don't get any ideas of screaming for help. After all, who would believe you over a pretty young thing like me? The papers would have a field day. She inched towards the doctor, and he backed away a step. And so the pursuit continued. Zoo maneuvered him around the room until finally he was standing in front of the chair. Happy he had nowhere to escape, Zhu lunged forward, causing her captive doctor to fall backwards into the chair. Zhu grabbed his tie once more, using it to help her climb up over his fallen torso. Miss Rectet, I'm asking you one last time. Please get yourself dressed. Nobody needs to know about. His last words were cut off as Zhu clamped her mouth down over his. By now, she was knelt, straddling his knees, leaning forward over his restrained body. He was still struggling as she continued to kiss his lips, probing with her tongue to find at least one chink in the armor. It was no good. For some reason, her immediate charms were not working. Never mind, he was hardly in a position to refuse. Breaking the kiss, Zhu turned her attention to undoing the buttons on his shirt before pulling it open across his chest. She ran her fingernails down his naked chest, leaving fine red lines where the nails bit into it. She removed his tie and used it to tie one of his hands to the side of the chair. This was followed by the belt from his trousers, which she used to secure his other. Finally, she knelt upward and whispered in his ear, "Now, you won't be going anywhere, will you?" Zhu hopped down and started undoing his trousers. It didn't take long for Zhu to undo the button and zip and pull them and the boxers underneath, far enough down to reveal a large, almost fully erect cock. "Oh, my dear Vasto, you've been teasing me. Just look how excited you are." She ran her hand up and down his shaft, feeling it twitch at the lightness of her touch. Holding the shaft upright, she felt how stiff it was. "I think he likes me," Zhu smiled before starting to climb back up onto the chair. "Please, Miss Rickett, I'm begging you, reconsider what you're doing." Zhu wasn't having any of it and knelt herself back down across his waist, his hard cock flat under her dripping pussy. "Miss Rickett, please." The more she rested on his exposed cock, the more he seemed to become subdued, receptive. "Miss Rectet, we shouldn't be doing this, but your pussy, it's so warm, so delightful, so pleasing." Suddenly, Zhu remembered the young lad Floof in the car in the woods, and how his behavior had changed the minute he came in contact with her naked pussy. Now it was happening again. Dr. Vasta's resolve was drifting away. She slowly ground her pussy up and down the length of his shaft, coating his cock with her sweet juices. They were having the desired effect. Came low moans from the restrained doctor as her pussy juices took over. The room was filled with the aroma of her sex, an intoxicating mix. Filled his lungs as he breathed deeply. His cock was now a tingling mass of pleasure as her juices worked their magic. She raised her hips and positioned the tip of his cock at the entrance of her dripping pussy. "Would you like to feel how tight I am? How warm my pussy is as it wraps itself around your hard cock." Came the response. "Sorry, I didn't quite catch that," she replied, now releasing his hands from their bindings. "Tell me what it is you want. Ask me for it." There wasn't an immediate reply, so Zhu took to bouncing slightly on the head of his cock, allowing just the inside of her pussy and taking it out again. "You like that, don't you, Vasto? You really like me to go all the way, wouldn't you? To plunge my tight, warm pussy down around your cock. Tell me, Vasto. Tell me what you want. Please, Zhu, let me feel your pussy around my cock. Let me feel how tight you are. Fuck me. Let me fill your pussy with my warm cum." "Now that's better," she smiled, lowering herself down on his cock. For some reason, she didn't feel half as guilty, given that he had asked for it. "Oh," he gasped as the tight pussy slid down over his rigid shaft. It was a combination of the extra tight cunt along with his super engorged cock, which increased the experience for them both. Zhu bottomed out, his cock almost filling her pussy. She leant forward, kissed her captive on the lips before whispering in his ear, "What do you think? Is it tight enough for you?" He nodded. "God, you are one hot woman with the tightest pussy ever." Zhu ground her hips slightly, forcing a low moan out of her captive doctor. "So, you still want to do this? Think you can handle this tight little baby? Tell me what you want. Tell me again, now." Resolve gone, He only had one thing on his mind, and that was to fuck this tight pussy as hard as he could. He'd soon show her there was nothing wrong with her, right or wrong. It was the only way. What do you want? Too fucking right. I'm gonna fuck you senseless and prove that you have nothing wrong. Maybe then you'll believe me. Interesting. But I don't think you're in any position to fuck me. Guess I'll have to give you the ride of your life. What do you say to that? Zoo didn't wait for a reply, immediately lifting up on his hard shaft before plunging back down, repeating over and over again, each time her pussy clamping down just a little tighter, increasing the stimulation to his already sensitive head. The room was a symphony of carnal noise, gasps as she pulled off his cock, followed by moans as she plunged back down, all accompanied by the sound of her pussy slurping as it worked his shaft. His breathing was becoming a little faster and heavier, a sign he was getting close. It was time to show him just what this tight little pussy could do. Zoo sank back down, taking all his shaft inside and sitting there. In between ragged breaths, it was Dr. Vosto who spoke now. What? No, you can't stop now. Just a little more. Zoo put her fingers to his mouth for silence, then smiled. Who said anything about stopping? This is where things just get interesting. You could say it is the climax of the evening, if you don't mind the pun. Zoo sat back farther, taking his shaft as deep as possible inside, before focusing her mind on her pussy and the desire to be fed. As if by command, it sprang into life, much to the surprise of the captive doctor. Ah, what the fuck? Again, she placed her fingers over his mouth. Shh, don't worry. Just lie back and enjoy the ride of your life. Maybe then, just then, you'll see that this isn't your average pussy. Zoo laughed at what she had just said, remembering the young lad Floof and the car and his reaction when she rode him all the way. By now, Zoo's pussy had gone into overdrive, the lower walls clamping down as wave after wave of contraction pulled his cock deeper and deeper inside, stretching it more than ever before. The head of his cock, now deep inside her pussy, was nestled into the tight band of flesh, which was in turn gently pulsating over the sensitive skin. Beads of sweat on her captive's forehead told Zoo that he was ready to be milked hard. She focused her mind on the head of his cock. The pace and pressure of her pussy walls picked up and played with his cock as she forced him closer and closer to the edge. Then it happened. His head swelled slightly as he prepared to flood her cunt full of sticky seed. As if in unison, her pussy clamped down, holding his head tightly in place, as if rows of tiny teeth had just bitten into his cock. Ah, he screamed, as her already tight cunt clamped down, biting into sensitive head. His screams, though, soon turned into moans of ecstasy, as his cock exploded, flooding her pussy with his thick seed. He was coming like never before, streams of white cum shooting out in what seemed like an endless flow, as his cock was milked hard. Pleasure was cut short, though, luckily for him, as Zoo picked up the sound of footsteps outside getting closer and closer. Reluctantly, she released his cock and jumped off, leaving him semi-clothed in the chair, shirt open, trousers and pants around his knees, and his cock spewing its final load across his lower abdomen. She grabbed her clothes, quickly pulled on the jogging pants to make herself decent, and waited by the door. The handle turned slowly and the door opened. In walked the receptionist. Dr. Vosto, I was wondering... She stood motionless and stared at the doctor lying back in his own chair, his cock on full display, with strings of white cum covering his lower body. It was at that point Zoo made her exit. She dressed as she went, leaving the clinic quickly before anyone noticed, and soon getting back on her way home. And that's the end of that story. Good night.